Brothers and sisters, turn to the person next to you and say, because he lives, to your neighbor, not to me. Because he lives, I live. Because he lives, we live. The scripture for today is one verse, one very important verse. We actually heard a lot of verses that were very exciting at the beginning of the service, but this is the scripture we're going to talk about during the sermon. Sermon title today is The Meaning of Easter. And this is how we know the meaning of Easter. John 14:19. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live, you also will live.
4:19. 还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。
So hold on to that verse.
把这一经节放在你的脑子里。We're
going to come back to it.
我们待会儿还会再回来。
Okay. In the Gospel of Matthew, we read that after the Lord was crucified on a cross,
在马太福音里我们读到, 耶稣基督在钉十字架之后,
he took his body down from the cross, and Joseph of Arimathea, a disciple of Jesus, courageously approaches the Roman governor Pilate and asks for the body of Jesus in order to lay him to rest in a new grave.
我忘了看这个中文怎么说，有一位非常勇敢，他就来向这个罗马的府督要求跟比拉多说，他想要把耶稣的身体拿下来。So
Pilate orders Jesus' body to be given to him.
那比拉多就允许他将耶稣基督的身体拿走。
So Joseph then takes the body of Jesus and wraps it in a clean linen shroud and lays it in a new tomb which he had cut out of stone and rolls a huge stone to the entrance.
那约瑟就将耶稣基督的身体拿下来，用一块干净的麻布包裹起来，然后把它放在一个从来没有用过的新的墓里。
Now,
而且把一个很大的石头滚在墓前面，把它封住。Now
Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, the Bible tells us, were there watching.
马大拉的玛利亚，还有另外一位玛利亚，他们在远远的在看着。Now
the leaders, meanwhile, also went to Pilate, but they went with a different intention than Joseph, which was to ask for guards to secure the tomb of Jesus, thinking that someone might come and steal the body away and then claim he was risen from the dead.
犹太人的领袖也到了比拉多的面前去要求一件事，但是他们有完全不同的动机。他们希望罗马士兵能够到这个坟前去守卫，所以没有人可以把耶稣的身体偷走。
So Pilate tells them, go ahead, use the Roman guards that you've been assigned.
比拉多说可以派士兵去守卫吧。
So the scene is all set.
我们现在看到有不同的人，有不同的想法，整个这几幕的景象都设定了。
All the people involved are doing their part.
每个人都有他要做的事，有他的目的。
Some of the people love Jesus, some of the people hate Jesus.
有些是爱耶稣, 有些是恨耶稣的。
But in the end, God's sovereign plan of salvation was at hand.
但是最后我们看到神大能的拯救的计划还是成就了，就透过这些人成就了。
So the scene is filled with all kinds of expectation.
所以这一景象让我们看到有许多大家要期待、希望发生的事情。
What will happen?
那会怎么发生呢？
What will happen to the stone rolled in front of the grave?
这个坟墓前的大石块会怎么样了呢？
Would the guards be met by some resistance and encounter disciples coming to steal the body away?
罗马士兵会碰到这些使徒要硬着要来把耶稣基督的身体偷走吗？
What roles would Mary Magdalene and the other Mary have in the continuing saga?
那这两位玛利亚他们在这个故事里面会扮演什么样的角色呢？
What would happen to the body of dead Jesus wrapped in the clean linen shroud?
那耶稣的死了的这个身体，已经被包裹起来的身体，会怎么样了呢？
Was Jesus a fraud, or was he the true Messiah who promised that he would rise from the grave after three days?
耶稣所说所行的一切是一个骗局，还是他真正是所应许的要来的弥赛亚？
Well, on Easter morning that we're celebrating today, we get all the answers.
今天早上在我们这个复活的崇拜里面，我们要得到我们想知道的答案。
Number one, after the three days, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to the grave to keep vigil.
第一，三天之后，两位玛利亚来到了墓这边，他们要来为耶稣整理他的身体。
Then there was a huge earthquake.And an angel came down from heaven and rolled the stone away from the tomb.
然后突然之间大地震，然后有天使来把墓前的石头滚开。
The guards that were there to make sure nothing happened were terrified and they couldn't move for the fear of what they saw.
在守卫的军兵们非常的恐慌，完全不知道应该要怎么样来处理这件事情。就像死了一样。
And then the angel tells the women not to be afraid. Isn't that funny?
然后天使出现了，告诉妇女们不要怕。
But it was true. Don't be afraid.
那是真的，不要怕。
Something great is happening.
一件非常伟大奇妙的事发生了。
Tells them to look in the tomb.
他说看进去里面的坟墓里面。
Jesus is not there.
耶稣不在那里。
He was raised just as he said he would.
就如他之前说的，他真的是复活了。
The angel said, "Come and look at the place where he lay."
天使跟他们说，进来看他原来躺下的地方。
More questions are answered.
一些问题现在已经得到答案。
In the Gospel of John, we read that the white linen cloths that were used by Joseph to wrap Jesus' dead body and to cover his face were lying there.
约瑟所用的裹尸布仍然在这个地上。
In fact, the cloth that was covering Jesus' face was folded neatly there.
不但如此，裹头的部分这一块布是好好的折起来放在一边。
But Jesus was not there.
但是耶稣已经不在那里。
Just as the angel told them.
就如同天使所说的。
And then when the women left, Jesus himself met them and spoke with them, telling them to tell the disciples about what they had seen and heard.
那这妇女正要离开的时候，耶稣亲自跟他们说话，跟他们说回去告诉我的使徒们你们所看见的事。
This is Easter.
这就是复活节。
This is Easter.
复活节。
He's no longer dead.
他已经不是死的，他是活了。
The cloths are left behind and Jesus is raised from the dead.
裹尸布被留在那边，但是耶稣已经不在，他已经复活了。
I can't help thinking, brothers and sisters, the time for Pilate, the time for all the people killing Jesus on the cross, the time for all the people mocking him, all these things were going on, and the angels in heaven were standing on guard, and they were waiting for the moment to come and go down and see the strength of God the way that it's supposed to be appreciated, that the stone is rolled away, the earth quakes, the people are frozen in their tracks, they can't do anything, because Almighty God has saved the world from sin.
我们可以一起想象，在耶稣被钉十字架的那个时候，比拉多怎么想？在咒骂他、取笑他的人在想什么？旁边在观围的人在做什么？这一切都发生的时候，我们可以想象天使在天上非常有耐心的等着等着，等到时间到了，他可以见证上帝的大能，上帝的大能能使他的儿子复活，使罪被毁灭，撒旦的权势被毁灭。这是多么多么让人兴奋的事情，人地上发生的跟天上在发生的事情，两个在印证。
Makes me feel good to read that.
当我每次当我读这一段的时候，我觉得非常的兴奋。
All the pain and all the suffering that Jesus went through, and in that glorious moment, he's lifted up and given life, and our beginning is now.
我们可以想象，当耶稣在受难、被钉、被打的时候，他所受的所有的苦楚、痛苦，不只是生理的、心理的各方面的痛苦，可是在这个时候，他得胜了，使我们因着他，我们也得胜了。
Do you have something in your life that is troubling you?
在你的生命里面有没有什么事情是
Do you have the feeling, do you have this feeling that all these things are just coming in on you and all this oppression and there's no light, there's nothing there, there's nothing there? Listen to the story of Easter.
有时候你会不会觉得各四面八方所来的难题跟痛苦让你觉得好像一点希望都没有，但是你只要看这个复活节的故事，你就会有希望。
Be not afraid.
不要害怕。
Have faith in Jesus, the risen Lord.
把你的信心放在这位复活的主身上。
There's all these things going on around in the spiritual world, these battles that are going on, but only one is victorious, and his name is Jesus.
在我们所看不见的灵界里面，有许多的征战，但是只有一位是得胜的。就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Okay, so I had my moment. Now I'm going to go back to the sermon.
现在再回到我们信息的内容来。
I told Lee Chan I might go away from it sometimes. But I don't care. I believe that this is the day we need to let go. Amen.
今天我们牧师会很开怀的讲，我也就尽量开怀的翻译，希望是正确的。
So this is the meaning of Easter. It's the sovereign God's plan of salvation fulfilled in the resurrection of Jesus from the dead.
所以复活节的意义就是我们全能神为我们所设的救恩的计划，就在耶稣基督的复活里面成就了。
And this is the hope of all of mankind.
这是人类唯一的盼望。
It's the fulfillment of all of the Bible in one amazing act of God.
圣经里面所有的预言都在这件事上实现了，应验了。
Through Jesus' death on the cross, our sins are washed away, they are forgiven, and through his resurrection from the dead, we are assured of eternal life with him.
因着他在十字架上面的死，我们的罪得到赦免。因着他的复活，我们知道我们有永生。
And so what do we do?
那我们应该怎么回应？
We rejoice.
我们要喜乐。
Joy is here.
喜乐就在我们这边。
Rejoicing is here.
让我们一同来欢欣。
No more sadness, rejoicing. Do you know rejoicing?
不要再悲伤了，喜乐起来吧。
Of course you do.
你知道怎么样喜乐起来？
You know when a baby is born, there's rejoicing, isn't there?
当我们看到一个小 baby 生出来的时候，他像是很高兴。
A new life.
一个新的生命。
Your life.
你的生命。
You caused rejoicing when you were born.
你出生的那一天，许多人为你高兴。
And Jesus gives us new life.
耶稣给我们新的生命。
And those who believe in him are born again, and what happens? There is rejoicing in heaven.
信他的人就重生了，是一个新的生命，我们可以一同来欢喜快乐。
And so that's what we do. We rejoice. We need to be cheerful Christians who rejoice in the times of trouble.
这就是我们信主的，跟从主的人，在这个充满了困难的时代里面，我们因着有这个希望，我们能够喜乐。
After this service today, we're going to rejoice. You know why? Molly Lamb is going to be baptized. Amen.
今天的崇拜之后，我们有一位高中生要受洗，所以我们有太大的原因让我们喜乐了。
She's a newborn baby in the Lord.
她会是主里面的新生的孩子。
And this tub is filled with water now, waiting for it.
我们的净池现在已经在冲水。
She believes in Jesus Christ and will be baptized. Her sins are forgiven, and she has been given the promise of eternal life in her Savior, Jesus Christ.
她因着相信主耶稣基督，她的罪已经得到赦免。因着她的受洗，她是将来在神的国度里面有份。
That is the meaning of Easter.
这也是复活节的意义。
Beyond today, we leave church with a great commission to share this good rejoicing in the news that we have of Jesus Christ with other people.
我们在踏出教会之外，我们有一个使命，就是要把这个好消息，这个喜乐的事情分享给我们周遭的人。
It's happening in our church also today. We have a celebration. There are parents and children downstairs being taught the love of Jesus through the Easter message.
我们现在在楼下有一个很特别的给小孩的 party， 就是让他们来一同庆祝复活节，教导他们复活节的意义。
The meaning of Easter means that we share the good news of the gospel with others so that they will be saved.
所以复活节的另外一个意义就是我们已经得救的人要分享这个救恩的信息。所以其他的人也能够得救。
So this is the language that we have to help each other and encourage each other to use. Are you saved?
所以在我们当中，我们应该学习多用这样的语言来彼此激励。你得救了吗？
We're not always, I mean, we do this and we practice this, but we're not always real sure when we're in a position to tell someone of our faith what it is.
虽然我们都希望跟人家分享，也尝试，但是我相信很多时候我们觉得好像我们不太知道怎么样来分享这个福音的信息。
But I want to introduce something to you today that we do in CEF, Chinese Children Evangelical Fellowship.
我跟你们分享我们在儿童万国儿童福音事工里面他们用的一个工具。
So we'll do a gospel lesson with CEF, okay?
我们现在就来走一次这个福音事工团队他们所用的工具，如何来分享福音。
So this is what they call a wordless book.
这个叫做没有字的一本书。
And all the pages are a different color.
这个小册子里面每一页都有不同的颜色。
And so you have to...Provide the words yourself.
那这个颜色提醒你，让你要记得你需要讲的话。
And so they, you know, they help us and all the people that are working with CEF to be able to know what to say for each color.
CEF F 常常有训练的一些课程来让帮助我们知道怎么样去分享。
And so let's begin.
我们现在来开始。
The gold color.
这代表金色的。
The gold color reminds us of God.
金色告诉我们这是代表神。
It reminds us of heaven.
代表天堂。
The Bible teaches us that there are streets of gold in heaven.
圣经说在天堂里有黄金的街道。
Gold also reminds us of God being perfect.
金色也提醒我们神是
圣洁的。He's holy.
是完美的。
And he created you and me with love, blessing us with a perfect world to live in.
他创造我们的时候，也为我们预备了一个完美的世界，让我们来住在里面。
He created man and woman to walk with him in harmony and gave them everything they needed.
他起初创造始祖的时候，在那园子里，他预备了所有的东西，他每天跟他们谈天啊，一同散步，是一个完美的、完美的世界。
He only told them not to eat of the fruit of one tree.
只有一件东西，他说不要吃，就是那一棵树。
And they walked with God, and there was peace in the garden, and everything was very good.
他们与神同行，一切都是这么的美好。
Now we have what they refer to as the dark color.
第二页是一个暗的颜色，黑暗。
This color shows that darkness came into the perfect world God created because Adam and Eve, the first human beings, sinned against God.
这个颜色告诉我们说，当初亚当和夏娃虽然有一切美好的东西，但是他们选择不顺从神给他们的命令，他们犯罪。
Sin means going our own way instead of God's way.
罪的意思就是你不顺从神的道，你要走你自己的道路。
And they were separated from God because of their sin.
因着这一个罪，他们与神隔绝了。
In the Bible, in Romans 3:23, we read, "For all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God."
在圣经里，罗马书三章二十三节说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And so, children, we all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God.
孩子们，我们每个人都有亏缺了神的荣耀，我们都有犯了罪。
The Bible also teaches us in Romans 6:23 that the result of sin and the wages of sin is death.
罗马书六章二十三节也教导我们，罪的工价乃是死。
The punishment for our sins was complete separation from God, and that is what death is.
罪的惩罚就是我们与神隔绝，这个隔绝就是死。
But God had a plan to save mankind from sin and death. Applause, applause. Amen.
但是神有一个计划，因着他的恩典，他有一个计划要来救赎我们。
We use the red color.
我们就用红的颜色。
And the red color is the second part found. Well, it's the actually the first part talks about how God deals with our sin.
对，这个红色就让我们提醒我们说，神怎么样要用什么工具来对付我们的罪。
And the second part of Romans 6:23 is also part of this color because it talks about the free gift of God that is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord.
罗马书六章二十三节的第二部分说，神的恩赐是他在主耶稣基督里要赐给我们永生，所以也是用红色来代表。
And so red represents God's plan of salvation through his son Jesus, who saves us from sin and death through his death on the cross and resurrection from the grave.
所以当我们看到红色的时候，我们就记得说，这就是上帝让他自己的儿子为我们的罪而死流血来赎我们的罪，所以红色就代表
There's a very special verse that we all know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not die in sin, but be saved and have eternal life.
是我们非常熟悉的经节，就是上帝爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
So red reminds us of the loving sacrifice of God the Father in offering the life of his son Jesus, who left the glory of heaven to die on the cross for our sins.
红色帮助我们记得神无限的爱，送让他的儿子从荣耀的天堂来到人间为我们死。
And then the Bible wonderfully tells us good news that Jesus rose from the dead after 3 days to give all who believe in him victory over death.
那圣经又告诉我们说，信他的人因着神的大能，因着他的复活，我们也都有这个得胜的权柄在我们手上。
So remarkably, the red color that usually means something kind of uncomfortable like blood,becomes something quite beautiful because it is the new life that we receive in Jesus' death and resurrection.
所以这个红色虽然开始是提醒我们耶稣基督的死，但是也提醒我们，让我们因着信耶稣基督，我们有了新的生命。所以这好像也是我们的生命的血在流，有新的生命了。
Jesus gives the color red a whole new meaning.
耶稣基督使我们看到红色的时候有一个新的诠释的方想象的方式。
Well, now we come to another color, and it's called the clean color.
现在这个颜色我们叫做干净的颜色。
It teaches us that we are truly made clean through his blood.
教导我们说因着他的宝血的洁净，我们真的是干净了。
And it means that because we have been made clean through Jesus, the door is open to us through Jesus to enter into eternity with our Savior, who will come again and receive all those who believe in him unto himself.
耶稣的宝血洗净我们以后，为我们开了这一扇门，使我们可以再进到神里面去，在他的国度里面。
There's a verse in the Bible that says, though your sins be scarlet, red, yet they will be white as snow.
虽然你的罪如此的朱红，但是它会被洗洁净如雪白的羊毛。
And all these things happen when a person like Molly Lamb gives their life to Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天要见证玛丽她要经历这些救恩的步骤。
And the last color is one of green, which represents our growth in Jesus.
这个颜色就是绿色，来代表我们在主里面生命的成长。
When a person believes in Jesus, their sins are forgiven, they're given eternal life.And they are blessed with the guidance of the Holy Spirit who lives within them, helping them to remember what Jesus taught us and did for us.
Say hi one more time.
Okay. Okay, so when a person believes in Jesus, their sins are forgiven and they're given eternal life.
当一个人相信耶稣以后，他的的时候，他的罪得到赦免，他就接受有了永生的生命。
And they are blessed with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, who lives with the power, who lives within them, helping them to remember what Jesus taught us.
帮助他们能够记得耶稣基督给他们的教导。
And what he did for us.
还要记得他曾经为我做了什么事。这都是圣灵在我们里面的工作。
We live for him with the power of God working in us so that we grow in the love of Christ.
我们靠着住在我们里面圣灵的力量， 我们可以成长，为他而活。
We grow in the ways of Jesus Christ.
我们在耶稣基督的生命的样式上面，我们成长，学习他。
And we grow in our new life as a child, joining together with others who believe in him.
我们也跟着其他已经被赎的孩子们，上帝的孩子们，我们一起生活，一起成长。
So that we can worship him and bring glory to him in our lives.
我们可以一同敬拜，一同称颂他，将一切的荣耀能够带给归给他。
Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches.
耶稣说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
He taught us to remain in him so that we would be nourished spiritually, grow spiritually.
他说，你们必须要藏在我里面，你们才能成长。
And one of the things that we do with that nourishment and that growth is to teach others and reach others with the gospel.
当我们将神的话试着去教导人的时候，我们与耶稣就连结，我们的生命就会逐渐的继续的长进。
We grow in serving him.
我们在侍奉上面成长。
And all of this because of what Jesus did for us.
这些都是因为耶稣基督为我们所成就的一切。
And then one day, Jesus will come again, and we will join him in glory.
有一天，耶稣基督会再来，我们就与他同享在神里面国度里面的荣耀，就是在金色的景况里面，在神的国度里。
And brothers and sisters, these are the kind of means that we use to familiarize ourselves with what the truth is in the Bible.
弟兄姐妹们，我们可以用这样子的工具来帮助我们，提醒我们，一方面提醒我们自己，一方面学习怎么用它来向别人传扬神的信息。
The way that I said this to you wasn't perfect.
我刚刚讲的方式并不是最完美的。
There's many things that I could have said better or differently.
我可能有一些事情我可以讲的不一样，让它更好一点，更清楚一点。
But the good news is that God uses us and he provides the Holy Spirit living in us to talk for us.
但是可以让我们欣慰的就是说，神用我们，不管我们是什么样子，他就用我们所交托给他的，他可以去做他的启示跟施他的大能。
And so God would want us to take the good news and share the news of Easter with other people.
所以神的心意真的要我们将复活节的喜乐的信息带出去与别人分享。
What is the meaning of Easter then?
那复活节的意义是什么呢?
It is the salvation of God that came through his son Jesus Christ.
是神的拯救透过他的耶稣基督。
Who first died for our sins.
他先为我们在十字架上死了。
So that we would be set free from slavery to sin.
所以我们能够从罪的捆绑里面被释放出来。
And it is the salvation of God that came through the resurrection from the dead.
是神的救赎透过耶稣基督的复活成就。
Jesus conquered death so that he would receive glory again and reign forevermore.
耶稣复活以后，因着那个复活的大能，他将要再来，而且他是永远作王。
He conquered death so that he would give glory to the Father in heaven.
他战胜死亡，所以他能在天上与他的天父同在，将一切荣耀归给他。
And he is reigning now in heaven.
他在天上掌权。
Easter means that we have real hope, knowing that our sins are forgiven and we have life.
复活节告诉我们，我们真的是有盼望的人。而且我们是有永生的人。
And it means that God has brought us back from the wages of death, the wages of sin, which is death, so that we can have.
从罪的代价死亡里面，我把我们救出来。
So that we can live abundant lives until Christ returns.
所以我们可以有非常丰盛的生命，一直到耶稣基督再来。
It's a new beginning.
这是一个新的开始。
Do you need a new beginning?
你需要一个新的开始吗?
Are you tired in your life? Do you feel like life has taken over the joy of Jesus?
有没有什么时候你觉得说人生太难了，所以你的心中失去了喜乐?
God has so much more for you.
神的计划里面有许多许好许多美好的事情为你准备。
He can repair relationships.
他可以为你修复人际之间的关系。
He can heal people in ways that we can't imagine.
他也可以医治人，在我们没有办法想象的情况下，他可以医治。
He can take a hopeless situation and turn it around in an instant as soon as that rock is rolled away.
他可以在将一个绝望的境况完全调整过来，就如那坟墓前的石头被挪开一样。
Let him do it.
让主做这样的事情。
Give him your life.
将你的生命给他。
Let him have it.
让他掌权，让他来给你这样子美好的生命。
Trust in him.
信靠他。
Let go of those shackles that are binding you to something that is unbelief.
让那捆绑你的枷锁把它丢掉。
Put your hand in his.
不要再不信了，把你的手交给耶稣基督，让他神。
You will feel the grip of. You will feel the grip of his hand.
你会感受到他的大能引着你。
And just as he said at the grave, do not be afraid.
他从坟墓出来以后对妇女说不要害怕。
Easter is joy in knowing that we are loved by God.
复活节就是喜乐，因着我们知道神爱我们。
And that we are his children both now and forevermore.
我们不但现在是他的儿女，一直到永远是他的儿女。
So the choir.Is going to come and sing a song for us to help us to know more about the meaning of Easter.
等一下，诗班会为我们。
Don't get ready with your books yet. Keep listening. This is important. The song says, "Because he lives, we can face tomorrow."
歌词说，因为他活着，我能面对明天。
Because he lives, all fear is gone.
因为他活着，我不再惧怕。
Do you believe that? It's important that you believe that.
你相信吗？这是非常重要的。
And I know people in this church, and there's many things going on in your lives that are hard to deal with now, but today is a new day, isn't it?
我知道在我们当中很多人生命中可能有很多困难，但是今天是新的一天，让我们重新开始。
And he has given us all one another to remind each other that there is hope in him.
给我们弟兄姐妹彼此可以提醒说我们在他里面有盼望。
And he's also given us one another so that we help one another and love one another through these times.
也是因着他的恩典，他赐给我们弟兄姐妹，让我们能够彼此帮助，彼此扶持来度过难关。
Because he lives, all fear is gone.
因他活着，所有的惧怕都不再有了。
Because I know he holds the future.
因为我知道他掌握明天。
And life is worth living because he lives.
生命充满了意义，因为他活着。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus brings colors of great hope back into a picture of darkness.
弟兄姐妹们，耶稣基督将我们生命的灰暗的生命是加入的色彩。
It means for all of us who walk in darkness of sin that we are loved by God and given the gift of life and hope.
我们这些曾在最终行走的人，都因着耶稣基督，我们得到了新的盼望跟新的生活的可能性跟力量。
Easter means that in our daily lives, the troubles we face are only temporary.
复活节提醒我们说，我们现在当今面对的困难都是短暂的。
There is glory coming.
将来的一天，荣耀的一天会来。
We are children of God and we inherit it.
我们是上帝的儿女。我们有这样的产业。
We're his children and he has heaven for us.
我们是他的儿女，他已经在天上为我们预备了地方。
Jesus rose from the dead to prove it.
耶稣从死里复活了，就是要证明这个盼望是真实的。
Easter means that we also have work to do.
复活节也表示我们有事情需要去做。
It means that we need to deepen our understanding of what love is.
我们需要更深的去认识什么是爱。
It means that we have to share the joy of God with saddened hearts.
我们需要向那些悲伤的人，我们需要分享喜乐。
Because he lives, it means that Jesus is king.
因他活着，他是永远的王。
It means that there is a God who is more than a figment of our imagination.
因他活着，我们知道我们所信的不是只是一些幻想。
He truly is there.
他真真实实的。
He truly does rule over all things.
他真真实实的掌权。
He truly does give life meaning.
他真真实实的为我们的生命注入意义。
He tells us where we came from and where we're going.
他让我们知道我们是从哪里而来，要往哪里去。
Easter means, brothers and sisters, that death has no sting.
复活节告诉我们说，死亡在我们的身上已经不再有毒钩。
It has no power over us.
没有权势。
We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们是得胜有余的。
Now may the love of God.Now, and the meaning of Easter in Jesus, fill our hearts with rejoicing in the joy of living.
愿因着复活节，神的爱跟我们对生命的喜乐，真的是充满了我们的全人。
Jesus told us the true meaning of Easter.
耶稣基督教导我们复活节的真理。
I told you to remember, come back to this verse.
我说我们要再回来刚开始念的那个经节。
Because I live.
因为我活。
You also will live.
你们也要活着。
Because I live.
因为我活。
You also will live. Let's say it together. Because I live,
you also
will live. One more time. Because I live, you also will live. Bring that to people. Bring those words of hope to people in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us sing and rejoice.
把这个信息带去给你周遭的人，说因为他活着。你也会活着，我会活着，因他活着。
Amen.
我们现在就请诗班。